The 20th of March may be the official first day of spring, but by the accounts of plants, spring has been with us for several weeks already. Ornamental azaleas are in full bloom fully 3 weeks in advance of the long-running Wilmington Azalea Festival. Dogwood trees are also opening their flowers, pines are pouring pollen into the air, and live oaks are dropping last year's leaves in exchange for a new cloak of green. This early arrival of spring is no doubt giving festival planners some fits, and for many animals, including nectar-thirsty swallowtail butterflies, early blooming azaleas could make for a slightly leaner spring. These colorful insect flyers usually complete their metamorphosis and emerge from their winter slumber in mid to late April, when numerous kinds of flowers are in abundance, including azaleas. The azaleas, celebrated in Wilmington's festival, are not native plants, so the butterflies do not depend on them for their survival. Instead, butterflies use native flowers, including bright yellow coreopsis in fields and clethra shrubs in swamps and wetland thickets. Insects and plants are inextricably linked, with many depending on each other, the insects using plants for food and shelter, and many plants depending on insects for pollination and hence seed production. Because plants and insects are closely knit members of a larger community, this year's mild winter could spell some challenges at an ecosystem level. Not cause for alarm, maybe, but certainly cause for our attention. The study of timing in nature is called phenology. Our nation's earliest and best-known phenologist was Henry David Thoreau, a young student of nature's ways, who studied and observed the timing of everything from birds in migration to the eruption of leaves and flowers. His writings from the mid-1800s are very telling and reveal that leaves and flowers are opening more than a week earlier today than just 150 years ago. And we know this because of observations being made today. And the simplest explanation for this change has everything to do with climate change. I mention all this because Wilmington has a unique opportunity to develop our own phenology project using data collected from historic azalea festivals. If we look back through the decades to see when the peak blooming occurred, we can see if there is an observable trend in blooming shift. While the azaleas we celebrate are not native to our part of the world, they are plants of habit and a worthy subject of study, especially with decades of blooming information to refer to. Averaging in extremes like the cold winter last year and the warm winter this year will still offer valuable information for climate scientists and ecologists alike. So as we celebrate azaleas for their beauty, we can also celebrate them for the lessons they can offer. Maybe it will turn out we can learn a lot from a flower.